Coming up is Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And you can check out the How to Do Everything podcast. This week, we help the iPhone's voice recognition software understand what Scottish people are saying. That's a problem. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Molly Yarnovich from Fremont, California.
Hey, how are things in beautiful Fremont?
Oh, they're beautiful. It was 73 today.
Oh, stop it. What do you do there?
I stay at home with my 2-year-old daughter, Sarah.
Oh, really? And what does she do all day?
We play outside.
Oh, that's fun.
It's nice.
Well, welcome to the show, Molly. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you 3 news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on 2 of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to go?
Ready.
Here is your first limerick.
Being nice to my wife's self-defeating, and the joy of the chores done is fleeting. She thinks it's implied that there's guilt that I hide. When I'm nice, she assumes I've been...
cheating.
Yes. Do not bother making your wife breakfast in bed or buying her thoughtful little gifts to brighten her day, because a new study suggests she will immediately assume that it's because you're cheating on her. So word of advice, skip the roses this Valentine's Day. And when your wife asks you why you didn't buy her flowers, you can say, because honey, this year I'm not cheating on you. The study, by the way, you'll be thrilled to hear this, was paid for by the Kellogg's cereal company.
Why Kellogg? If they run out of things to
spend
their
money on? Well, they're researching for their new cereal. It's called Philander Flakes.
Who from Kellogg's called? Snap, Crackle, or Pop?
Molly, here's your next limerick.
It's the brick oven lager I fear. These microbrews really do veer. Extra onions and cheese, pepperoni too, please. How did pizza get into my...
beer.
Yes! Pizza has but one flaw. It does not make you drunk. But now there's pizza beer. According to its creators, pizza beer tastes, quote, the way it would if you eat a chunk of pizza, then take a swig of beer. Which, frankly, we could have guessed from the name. Inspired by the innovation, the Budweiser company is hard at work trying to make a beer that tastes like beer. All right, here's your last limerick.
In Iceland, some towns hold just dozens, so our website has red flags a-buzzin. We have the equations for testing relations to keep you from dating your...
cousin.
Yes! Iceland, the island nation of Iceland, it's a small place, just got about 300,000 people, so it often happens you're on a first date, you like somebody's looks, and you realize it's because you see those looks every morning in your mirror. Fortunately, there's a new registry website that helps people make sure that they do not end up dating their own cousins. Until now, Icelanders wouldn't discover the truth until they were taken to their own house to meet their new girlfriend's parents. Carl, how did Molly do on our quiz?
Well, you cannot do better, Peter. Molly, you had 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations. Thank you so much for playing, Molly.
Thank you.